Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Williams is my buddy on JFK in D.C. He talks golf. Great guy, great golf host. I've been on his show. He's been on this show. He's back on the bench to talk about the Open Championship and where we stand heading into the weekend. Mike, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing okay. But before we get started, can I get a double Michter's bourbon, like leap?
I like that.
Friday night.
How terrific is that? That kind of call. That's almost as strong as the people that have been calling lately Carver High for Jefferson's bourbon. We got a lot of unique tastes on the mahogany. Carver High, do you like that call of Williams there for that bourbon?
Absolutely. It's good to see.
Very strong effort. Everything good with you, Mike?
Yeah, everything's good, man. I'm going to Ireland on Sunday right after this Open Championship finishes. So, like, I'm getting in the mood by watching these guys struggle in this weather. It really gets you in the mood. Have you been watching? I mean, it's just
– Of course.
You get to know the difference between the – Lynx style golf is what you had at the U.S. Open and Erin Hills.
Right.
It looks like Lynx golf. And here you have true Lynx golf where the wind is blowing, it's howling, it's raining. You've got the caddies doing a magic act trying to juggle an umbrella, a golf bag, a towel, an energy bar, and a water bottle, you know, and keep them all dry at the same time while their players are playing. The weather is really the story on a course like Royal Birkdale. And the guys who are going to be at the top of the leaderboard are the guys who are going to keep it together with their game and mentally, you know, not let it get to them, just watching how other people are struggling.
You know, I am sending my kids are going to Ireland this summer. I'm sending them over there because, you know, my mother-in-law is from Belfast. She's crazy. And she lived her whole life in Belfast. When I met her daughter and started dating her daughter, 34C, the first thing she said to me was, if you do anything to my daughter, I'm going to blow off your legs. And I was like, that's kick-ass. I go, that's the most kick-ass thing anyone's ever said to me. She goes, don't Pharrell with me. Trust me. You have no idea where I'm from. I'm like, and then I would find out later where she's from, and they mean business over there. But the golf there is phenomenal. I'm sending them over to London and to Belfast to experience something pretty cool this summer. And I'm hoping to go somewhere with my wife on a sexual rendezvous, but somewhere else. But we'll talk about that on another show, yours. Anyway, so what are you doing, going over there to golf?
Yeah, actually going over there to check out some golf courses in and around the Dublin area. A couple of well-known ones and a couple of the hidden gems, you know, the Irish tourism people like to ask me over and, you know, write about it. I do this column for golfwrx.com, which
right.
is the largest online golf community in the world. And I'm doing all the destination travel and stuff now for them. So they asked me over to take a look at it and write about it. So I got a bunch of hidden gems, quote unquote, you know, to look at first. But at the end of the week, I'm going to Waterville, which everybody knows. And we got Robert Train Jones Jr. new course, which is right there near Waterville, which is Hogshead. So I'm really looking forward
Carver
to
High,
it.
Which one did you play?
I played Corbulus. It's on the East Coast, east of Dublin over there.
He played that course, and he tells the story on the air of the day he played that golf course. He drank 74 beers.
True story.
74 beers?
Yes.
Over there, like 4 ounce beer?
So do you think Jordan Spieth can close the deal out this weekend? Because he's... I mean, let's face it, he's kick-ass. I mean, there's nothing he can say. He went out there today. I think he was – was he not the only guy in the top seven that went under?
He was the only guy in the top seven, in the top seven to win. Well, he had McIlroy also, who was two under.
Oh, all right.
He had a great round himself. And, you know, he finally looked like McIlroy again, you know, a little bit because he's been playing horribly. I mean, I think he missed his last three cuts. What he's played. He just hasn't been himself. And who knows what it is, equipment changes, you know, mental state, whatever it is. But he just hasn't been performing up to his potential. I like Jordan Spieth throughout the weekend. I think he's a guy who can go wire to wire. He's won major championships wire to wire. And like we were talking about before, he's a guy who's not going to let the weather get to him. He sits down and has like a battle plan like freaking General Marshall. You know, when he's walking into a golf course for a week, he knows exactly what to expect for every single hour during that week, weather-wise, what he's going to wear, what he's going to eat, the entire thing. And when you get to that level of preparation and you have that putting ability, it sort of helps you when you have, you know, the elements against you. And, you know, he had a shot at 15. He made an eagle on 15 today when he absolutely just necked, you know, a 3-wood. And the thing, you know, rolled 85 yards to within 20 feet, and he drains the eagle putt. You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. But, you know, if he's going to be both, then I think you're looking at your champion.
Have you noticed, like, this is, I love, as you know, this is my favorite major, bar none. It's real golf, the purest, simplest form of it. There's no more, there's no convincing me otherwise. All these other ones are great. This one's better. It's brutal conditions, like you had mentioned earlier. Everything about it is nasty. Even all the drunks on the course sipping scotch, cussing. I love it. It's just fantastic. And the other thing I like is watching guys, the best players in the world, have bogeys like us. And just, I mean, bogeys are the norm out on this course. Like, even the leaders are having bogeys, like 3 and 4 around. It's insane how hard the golf course can be. All of the rotation, it doesn't matter which one they play on.
And Royal Birkdale is one of the hardest in the rotation. The last two times they played at Royal Birkdale, nobody finished under par. I mean, they just, you know, the leaders were all over par. So it's a difficult course in any case. You had the average score go from about 71 on the first day, which is 1 over, to 4 over on Friday. You know, your average score is 4 over par. It's just brutal. And I'm like you. I love it. I like watching these guys struggle. I like watching them just get psyched out by the elements and by each other. And that's why you tell a true champion, a guy who's not going to get psyched out. And I'm going to tell you for real, what this thing does more than anything for me, it makes me like miss the hell out of Eldrick Woods, because you just realize how strong that guy was mentally. I mean, nothing faced him, not weather, not crowds, not death threats, nothing. For 10 years, he was freaking Superman. And you have so many guys now who can hit the shots that Tiger hit. That's one thing. But they can't do what he did mentally. They don't have that mental Kevlar that he had. They're not bulletproof like him. Almost anything actually like sets their, you know, their top spinning sideways. And I don't know about you. You know, I watch these guys, and you can appreciate what they can do. And Spieth and DJ, you know, just hits the ball like beyond the horizon. But Tiger just, you know, you just miss him in the major championships. You're waiting for somebody to do what he can do. And you know what? That guy ain't out there. It ain't going to be for a while.
How about that round? Michael Williams with us from JFK in D.C. How about that round Zach Johnson threw down today? I know he's 7 back of the leader, but, I mean, he went 4 under 66. That may have been the round of the day. He's done it before. Could he charge on Saturday like he did today?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, if you're looking at guys, other guys to look at for the weekend, Zach Johnson is definitely one. He's the guy actually who won at St. Andrews, I believe, to spoil the Jordan Spieth Grand Slam bid. He is extremely solid in these conditions. Excellent wedge player. Is not fazed by the weather. And by the way, that 66, I think, was like 9 shots better than the field. I mean, that was just could end up being the round of the week. If the conditions stay like they are right now, that score is just going to sort of levitate him towards the top of the field. So I really look for Zach Johnson to do well. And, you know, you look at like Fowler's first major and another guy who's looking for his first major. They're sitting back there at 2 over. You know, they could, you know, put together a hot streak, you know, find lightning in a bottle, you know, and Ricky finally closed out that thing. I don't think it's necessarily the case. I don't really see him doing it, but, you know, that's another guy to watch in there. But I really think Rory right now, if Rory really has found the solution in his putter, he's going to be very, very hard to beat over the weekend. And, you know, who wouldn't like to see a pairing or in the last 2 or 3 pairings, Jordan against Rory, you know, going head-to-head, you know, over that last 5 or 6 holes. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think it would be fantastic. And I'll say this. I think Fowler will win a major one day when we least expect it Just like Sergio won the Masters. No one saw it coming. Everyone always said he'd lose on Sunday, no matter what. He even said it, that he couldn't get it done. And then when you least expect it, it'll happen. It's not happening this week. It's not. He just, to me, he's too far back. His game is where it is. The 71-72, that's who he is right now on that course, in my opinion. Mike, have a great trip to Ireland. It's always fantastic having you on the bench. Safe travels. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Good talking to you again.
Aaron, go bra, brother. Aaron, go bra.
My man, Michael Williams in D.C. on JFK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.